Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, wait a minute. You clowns are on dope.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brilliant Ideas Radio presents Grills Gone Wild. Hosted by your two favorite bad boys of Foodie Radio. And now, here are your hosts. Hailing from parts unknown, it's the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas, and his co-host, Crispy. The studio number is 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Hey, good evening, everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio Land. This is Brilliant Ideas and my trusty sidekick, Mr. Crispy, in Orlando, Florida. We're coming to you on our Friday night Grills Gone Wild show, which is also supposed to be a superhero show. And Crispy, I guess we just found out that our superhero has decided to cancel on the show this evening.
Yes, apparently there is some serious crime going on in Orlando. So I guess he had to go take care of some business, which, you know, that's what a superhero does. You know, I'm the superhero of I can't disclose my location where I am in Orlando, but I am the superhero of my neighborhood. Yes.
Well, 3 minutes, folks, literally 3 minutes before we went on air, we were told by Art, what's supposed to be our guest, Master Legend, that he would not be able to appear on the show. So I guess they put out the big light like they do, the Batman light.
And yes.
I guess that he had some crime to fight. But unfortunately, we had him all lined up. And I guess these things happen when you're in live radio. So, Crispy, since it's superhero night, I figure,
yes.
What the heck? We will become superheroes ourselves. I will become superheroes. You are Captain Crispy.
That's right.
Captain Crispy is Super Grill, here to entertain the masses.
That's right. I'm Captain Crispy. I make your food all crispy and delicious throughout the world. Dun da dun.
And I'm Super Grill.
Super Grill ideas.
What else are we going to do but play it up? You know what? I need a big giant grill, or maybe like a spatula and a, like a fork, like a cross X on my outfit with a big flaming cape. What kind of outfit would Captain Crispy wear?
I'm going to have an all-black cape with a big C with, like, chopped-up crispy croutons glued to the C on my chest. So when I get hungry, I can eat it.
Well, I don't know what the heck we're supposed to do when our main guest on a Friday night decides to stiff us to go fight crime. So I guess we're going to have to improvise, which is what we are supposed to be able to do on such short notice. So what do you want to talk about, Chris? You got anything exciting going on over there?
Well, I told you earlier in the week I started getting into auctioneer chanting.
Ah, yes, you did.
Yeah.
How's that come along? Mr. Auctioneer / superhero Captain Crispy Auctioneer?
It's going. I've been watching a lot of videos and reading, and it's quite interesting. Some of these guys can talk really fast. I'm sure you saw the Facebook post of the Amish guy that I have no idea what he's even saying. It's like, brr, 5, brr, 5, brr, 5, brr, 10, brr, 10. I'm like, what is he saying in between? What is
well,
that?
I told you,
a machine gun?
I told you. What you got to do is, like, give me da 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 zippity 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 $2, $2, da da zippity zippity $3, $3, zippity 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 $4, $4, zippity zippity $5. That's how you do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, the only thing that, like, I probably is, like, one, it would have been two, two. Can I get a two over here? Can I get a two? Can I get a two? Got a three. Thank you, sir. All right. Now we got three. It would have been two. You get all tongue-tied, and that's about it.
So is that going to be your new career? Are you seriously going to become an auctioneer?
I'm going to try. I sent some emails to some auction houses here in Orlando to see how about to go about and do that. I've still got some practicing to do. There's all the you know, like 125s and 150s, and like what increments do you, what, how do they know what increments? Because it all can't be 100s. I mean, it could be, I guess. You know, it'd be easier for me if it was all in hundreds.
You know, we should do an auction for us. Maybe we should have an auction to see how many bids we could get for the Green Ideas and Crispy guys. I don't know. It might be a short auction.
It might be. After I run out of breath, turn blue, and pass out from talking so fast.
I wonder what kind of wagers we would get. I don't know. We might have to think that through. Maybe be a show and see if we can get bids. I don't know what we're bidding, but maybe we'll come to their house and grill for them. How about that?
That would sound good. That would sound good.
And I think that maybe some kind of charitable type thing where we'll do bidding and we'll come to their people's house and do grilling and a party of some sort, and they could bid on it and see what happens there. I was thinking we could have just a flat-out bid, but if you know, we okay if the females were bidding, but if we get a lot of males bidding on us, they might be in trouble. I guess you would call that a reverse bid.
We could, unless we get some superstar chefs to bake goodies. That could always work.
There's an idea, too. Yeah. Maybe we get a bunch of our chefs and do that, where we bid on different products from a whole group of people we know in the foodie business. That's a great idea. Maybe
we could.
No,
it's
wait a minute.
Brilliant
that's a great
idea.
It's a great idea.
It's a brilliant idea. Any awesome ideas are now brilliant ideas. Oh, yeah.
Brilliant ideas. Well, guess what? Since we've got 37 minutes to waste, we should probably tell any of our listeners, if there's anybody out there, see if anybody's in the chat room. Oh, we have one guest, which that means we could have more people listening. And by the way, if you want to get on the chat room, you scroll down to the bottom, and there's a way to sign on for the chat room. You can ask us questions. But what I was going to say is, if you want to call in, 714-242-5272, and just shoot the breeze, ask us a question. We don't care. We got nothing else to do because our superhero didn't show up. And
do we have any goodies to give away to the guests they call in? Or are we already run out of awesome prizes?
Well, we do have some mugs, and actually, I've got. You know what? That's a good idea. If there's anybody
that's a
out
brilliant
there,
idea.
That's a great idea. I got to learn that. You would think after a year of doing this that would become second nature, but I still forget to say it. That's a great idea. But anyway, we got a T-shirt. How about a T-shirt? If you're out there listening, hopefully there's someone out there listening. We lost our guest, but hopefully you're still hanging on here with us. If you'd like to win a free Gray and Ideas T-shirt, all you got to do is call 714-242-5272. We'll give you a free Gray and Ideas T-shirt, and as long as you're not triple XL, because we don't have triple XL when we ordered them, they don't make them for big guys like us. You know, we have T-shirts, and they won't even fit us.
No, they don't.
So if you're triple XL, don't even bother calling.
Yes, right. If
you've got a skinny friend or someone's not as big as you, I guess we can still send it to you. But we've got a few different sizes. We got, let's see here. We got a small. We got a medium. We got two XLs. Oh, we got one XL and another large. So if you want to win, obviously we're not getting any phone calls. You can see I'm trying to stall here. But if you want a free T-shirt, call in. And again, what? I'm going to play some music. What do you want to hear? Anybody in particular?
I don't know. Are we playing old or past guest music?
Well, you know what? I just thought of something. We got our guy coming on tomorrow. His name is Jimmy Charles, and he sent me a whole ton of music that I can't play it all tomorrow anyway, because we only play three or four of his songs. Great guy, great music. Why don't we play some Jimmy Charles, if I can get to this file and computer's not cooperating with me. As soon as I get there, we'll play some Jimmy Charles music. He's, of course, a country music singer. We seem to have lots of those. And by the way, too, while I'm looking for his file here, if you're a singing talent, or for that matter, you've got any talent, maybe even a superhero, let us know. We'd like to put you on the show. We are always looking for guests. We've got musical guests right now scheduled through October 27th on Saturdays, but we've got a lot of Friday nights open. So if you're interested and can do anything in the music world or be a superhero or got other talent, call us, let us know. And I'm still trying to find his file. Waste some time, Crispy, while I try to get his file loaded here.
Awesome. I haven't checked out his music, but I'm sure it's good because we get a lot of top-notch talent.
Yes, we do. Okay, here we go. Let's see. Let's go with, he's got a song called Cowboy Soul. That's a pretty nice song, and he's got some really interesting music, actually. You know, he's an up-and-comer. So we're going to play Jimmy Charles. He's going to be our guest tomorrow. He's coming on our show tomorrow as our last guest. He'll be on at 9:30 in the morning, West Coast time, 12:30 in the afternoon, East Coast time. But here's a taste of Jimmy Charles. Everybody hang tight. We'll be back here in just a few moments.
Morning, and we turned out just fine.
We're American dreamers, all for the teamers, and a little bit out of control. Freedom fighters, hey, put up and fight us, let the whole world know. We love our country, love our rock and roll. There's a touch of rust in our hearts of gold. That's a cowboy's soul. Cowboy song. I never do the first punch or never back down once. I got a couple of scars to prove it. We walk that line and get caught sometimes between the Bible bottle and the bullet. And we stood the test of time.
Going to be our guest tomorrow. Tune in to hear his story and hear some more of his music. And I've come to this conclusion, Crispy, we're going to have to stop this live stuff because we keep getting stung by guests not showing up and things like this. So maybe we should go to more recorded shows and forget the live broadcast.
For Friday night?
For any night.
For any night. Oh, I know. I was all excited because it was like the Bad Boys of Foodie Radio take on Master, Legend.
Oh, well, what are you going to do? Crime doesn't pay, and I guess we didn't pay anything to show up either, so whatever. How about some food news? I got some food news. You want to hear some food news?
Awesome. Sure. Is it any what was the thing that was outlawed in California? The liver hearts, chicken livers or something?
Chicken livers, hearts. Are you talking about the goose liver?
Yeah. Is there any like moose livers that can't be bought?
Goose, but the other
goose. Oh, okay, goose.
Yeah, there's a fancy word for that, and I forget how to say it. But goose livers, you can't buy those in California anymore because they banned it at the restaurant, and they're still trying to bring it back. But what they do is basically they force feed the goose. A goose, when you stretch his neck out, and it'll continue eating. You can basically force feed it down the neck, and it does something to the liver to where it actually makes it expand. And personally, I never really had a desire to eat goose livers, but was it duck? Is it duck and goose? It's one of the two. Anyway, one of those waterfowls, and duck, goose. You ever play that when you were a kid?
Oh, yes, and I'm sure it ended up into some kind of wrestling match. That's my chair, or whatever.
Anyway, I don't remember the story, but I got some other interesting food news. How about the 7 common grilling injuries and how to avoid them?
I'm going to guess that one of them is too much lighter fluid on the charcoal bricks.
Exactly. Flash burns. That's one of the top injuries
flash
that
burns.
People have from grilling. And they say that fire, of course, causes problems. And knives also cause the problem. There's lots of finger lacerations because when you're barbecuing, you got fire involved, you got knives involved. So some of the injuries that happen most with common grilling is flash burns and finger lacerations. And it even says in the article here, and a lot of this is due because of alcohol intake. So that has a lot to do with it. It says that this guy, let's see, who is he? He's some medical physician dude in an emergency department in South Shore Hospital in Massachusetts. He says flash burns to the face are very common when grilling. Typically, there's a fair amount of alcohol imbibed by the griller in the setting, which may cause this. So,
right. There's plenty of videos on YouTube with that fun stuff going on.
Here's another one. And I've actually done this.
Uh-oh.
When you're dealing with charcoal, especially when if you're on the East Coast or down your way where there's lots of humidity, it's hard to get those suckers to light up. So what a lot of people will do is they'll spray it and spray it and spray it with lighter fluid, and it won't work. So what do you think they do, Crispy? they go get the gasoline or kerosene. And,
I'm guilty of pouring a little extra gas. I'm like, this ain't lighting right. I'll throw a cup of gas on it. That was a mistake. That would have, bad.
Well, that causes lots of first degree and second degree burns, so folks, don't do it. Even though I have to admit I've done that, people lose their eyebrows, their eyelashes. Most grillers do not have hair in their nose, so maybe that's what you should do. You should do more grilling.
More grilling? I can do it without burning my face off now.
So anyway, that's the common injuries, but you either burn off your eyebrows, your nose hairs, your eyelashes, you get finger lacerations, you get first and second degree burns and all, because there is some alcohol involved. So anyway, be careful out there when you're grilling. Let's see. Here's another one. This is kind of boring. Forget that. Gallo by Snow Lake Vineyard, but I really don't care. Oh, here it goes. Salt intake is tied to higher blood pressure in kids. Duh.
Interesting.
Children in the U.S. eat almost as much salt as adults, according to a new government study that finds a clear link between sodium intake and high blood pressure. Well, I've known that for years. I wonder how much they spend for this particular study.
Who knows?
The connection.
Maybe we can get a government grant and research pouring gas on a charcoal briquette and see what happens.
Yeah, tell them to send us about $350,000, and we'll do all the studies they want. And they got to throw in beer and whiskey, though, too.
Right, some moonshine would be good, too.
Anyway, according to this article, the connection was particularly strong among overweight and obese children. There's another duh.
Jeez.
That's concerning because both high blood pressure and excessive pounds are risk factors for cardiovascular problems such as heart attacks and strokes down the road. And there's another. I was a fat kid. Were you a fat kid?
No, it's weird because I was, I was chubby. Like I had a mini beer belly. We'll call it the cupcake belly that Crispy had. But other than that, I was pretty much skinny, tall, and lanky until I reached 30, and then I became aerodynamically correct.
Well, I was fat and chunky till I got to about 10th grade, and I was like 5'8", and then I shot up like a missile and went to 6'5", 6'6" in high school, and all that fat just stretched out. So I was 6'5", 6'6" in high school, weighed 190 pounds. I mean, if I turned sideways, you basically couldn't even see me. I was so skinny. But
Actually, I was a beanpole for a while.
Yeah, I was a beanpole. But I have put on a few extra pounds since then. So, yeah, I was a fatty, and I probably ate too much sodium. I used to eat a lot of KFC. Well, I guess we shouldn't say that. What would you call it? KFC chicken. It had lots of salt in it at the time. By the way, I did have that today. I went to KFC and had their new Chicken Littles. Have you had those?
No, there's actually no KFC by my house.
Really?
Like, I don't even know where the nearest KFC is, to be honest.
Well, I was in a little podunk town today, and I swung into the KFC because I was starving, and they don't have the big chicken sandwiches anymore. They have these, they're called Chicken Littles, and they're like a one crispy boneless breast filet, and it's sandwiched between a little small roll with some a pickle and mayonnaise on it. But I have to admit, it was pretty good. Of course, the crispy fries is what threw me for a loop. That was the one I shouldn't have had, but they're pretty good.
Uh-oh.
So anybody out there, if you're swinging by a KFC, check out their Chicken Littles. And speaking of little towns, by the way, too, I had to go to the office supply store. You see, I'm just rambling on now. I went to the office supply store. Do you know how you know you're in a small town, Crispy?
When there's one other person in the store, it's the cashier.
It's actually worse than that. I go up. I'm looking for print cartridges for my printer. So I go up.
Right.
I go to the office. I see the office is office supply. I'm like, okay, maybe they'll have the print cartridges I need. So I pull up there. Parking lot was fairly empty. I thought, I thought it'd be more busy than this. I go up there, there's a sign in the window, and I swear to God, this is what it said. It said, "Sorry, had to close early, needed tires for my truck. See you Monday."
Oh, you should have taken a picture of that. That would have been fun. Come back Monday. Oh, jeez. That's fun.
Let me see. I got any more food. Let's see. I got a story here about cranberries, but I'll save that tomorrow. That's kind of boring.
I have an interesting story. I think we talked about this a while back. I saw an article that apparently the awesome tasting McRib has been delayed. And I guess there is a lot of people in uproar for not wanting to chow down on pickle topped pig innards and horse feet, I guess. I guess there's a bunch of people in an uproar about
you're not
the
talking
McRib
about the McRib,
pushback.
You're talking about the McRib, right?
Oh, that's right, the McRib. Sorry. We're in big trouble now, the McRib. That's right. Yeah. I think we did talk about that.
Yeah,
I didn't realize.
I told you, I worked for a company years ago who actually designed the McRib sandwich, and it's basically, well, I don't want to get into gory details. It's actually, it's good product. It's good stuff. But they formed it. They took leftover meat byproducts and formed it in a machine. It's kind of like they extruded it into this long log. And then they, you know how you did when you were a kid when you had the Play-Doh? I mean, I'm not making this up. You know that Play-Doh thing? You put Play-Doh in and you squish it and you would make like little designs kind of the other side?
Right, like a tube.
That's how they do it. That's how they do it. They actually put it in the extruder, and they have this thing that shoves it through a mold, and it comes out the other side, and they chop them into the shape of ribs. So that's exactly how it's done.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yes. I mean,
that's like an adult-sized Play-Doh machine factory.
Yep, that's how they used to do it. I knew the guy who actually invented the machine and had the patent on the McRib sandwich. But, yeah, that's exactly how it's done. It's a formed byproduct extrusion of meat, and they cut it into little ribs and had, like, little rib marks on it to make it look like a rib. So, anyway, so much for that. By the way, be careful of rice. New report has found worrisome levels of arsenic in much of the rice that we eat today, and the FDA is investigating the matter. According to a sobering report released to Good Morning America by Consumer Reports magazine this morning, actually, I think, oh, no, that's 2 days ago, rice eaten just once a day can drive arsenic levels in the human body up 44%. Rice eaten twice a day can lead to a 70% increase in arsenic. So there you go.
Oh,
I thought it was my ex-wife, but it was the rice.
Yeah. Eat more rice. It's good for you. No, it's not. I don't eat a whole lot of rice. I don't know why
you
don't. I never have been a big, even when I order, you know, Chinese takeout, I don't eat the rice.
I don't eat much rice myself, except unless I go, like, you're right, to a Chinese takeout or something, and you get that fried rice or with your
chow mein. Yeah, like it just. Yeah, I just don't eat the rice, the white rice in the box. I'm just like, yeah, I just want the fun stuff.
I'm not sure how much I believe this story, because think about it. I mean, all the Asians and all the rice they eat, I don't know. I think there needs to be more investigation on this, because it says today the FDA will announce its concerns about rice and arsenic and is studying the issue. But in the meantime, it recommends a varied diet. Consumer Report calls for more details. So I don't know. I'll take that one with a grain of rice. How about that?
Yes, we'll take that with a grain of rice, because, man, the whole country of China would be one toxic, you know, craziness.
And let's see, what other kind of news do we have here that I got some stuff for tomorrow. There's a group that's trying to take tuna off the school menus, and that's because they're finding mercury, arsenic mercury, geez. In tuna, and I guess they have found it in range of 0.02 to 0.64 parts per million in light tuna, and between 0.19 and 1.27 per million in albacore tuna. And I don't know what that means, but I guess it's not good for you. So there's a group that's trying to ban tuna in schools so children don't eat it. It says, on a given day in a given school, children eating the same meal could get mercury doses that vary by tenfold. Just because the veritability of a chunk of meat is in the packet, says Edward Groth, an author of the report, released Wednesday. And it was sponsored by several groups, including the Center for Science and the Public Interest and Physicians for Social Responsibility. I mean, what do they want people to eat, for God's sake? I grew up on tuna, and you know back then, I mean, we have tuna in the pantry for like 3 years, and you would still eat it. So, I mean, I turned out okay, I think.
Yeah, I mean, besides the loss of hair off my head and the extremely large amounts of hair on my knuckles, I'm pretty all right. I mean, tuna fish, like a tuna fish toast sandwich, barbecue sauce on it. It's good stuff.
Oh, man. It is good stuff. I mean, there's nothing like it. Toast and tuna. Wow.
Who are these? Who are doing these researches, vegans? What are they doing?
Well, I guarantee you that there's a vegan in there somewhere because to me, something's fishy. Get it?
Something's fishy.
And here's one last story. Coconut water is making a splash. It can be a potassium-rich, sugar-free substitute for sports drinks, but is the cost worth it? So instead of drinking like Gatorade or Materade, and other type drinks like that, you can also drink coconut water. But coconut water will cost you about $3.50 for a 14-ounce serving. It's been popular in the tropical areas for a long time, but people are starting in the U.S. to pay more attention to coconut and coconut oil, coconut water, et cetera, et cetera. So that's another option. It replenishes the nutrients. But it also says that you can get the same amount of potassium, actually more, from eating a banana. So you can drink some coconut water or eat a banana, take your choice.
I'll eat a banana.
Same way.
I'll eat a banana. And I've had some coconut water. It's all right. I just rather eat a banana. Is more flavorful.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And yeah, we got 13 minutes. Keep talking.
with the rice thing, what about the people that drink rice milk? Is that just a liquid of toxic fun stuff?
Now, you're asking a question that's way above my pay scale. I really don't know.
Oh, okay. I don't know either. I have no idea.
I have no clue. By the way, speaking of tomorrow, we really weren't, but I'm going to bring it up anyway. We got on tomorrow? Oh, yes. We got Emily Ellen on tomorrow. You guys are in for
That's
a treat.
That's right.
I forgot about that. She's coming on tomorrow doing a interview in your neck of the woods in Florida, Crispy. She's going to be doing the PR Brew Pub there in, what is that,
Winter Park, Florida.
Yeah.
Yep,
and,
right by Rollins College.
She's the Retro Rad Celebrity Chef. She's going to be doing some special events for us along the way, going and doing all types of restaurant adventures, meeting with different people in the restaurant business and interviewing, tasting their food, kind of giving a review of the restaurant. And Mr. Crispy is going to be joining her soon, too. So you guys are going to be making, like, these food adventure dates in the next few months, going from place to place in Florida. And then I think she's also going to be doing some more across the country after that. So it's pretty exciting. You're excited, right?
Yeah, because I know October 3rd, I go with her to some grand opening of an offshoot of a restaurant called Teak. I don't remember the name of the new one, but I'm supposed to go with her for that. And I was actually going to ask her about going over here to the College Park food truck thing that they have that happened Thursday, and I totally forgot about it. Or I would have went down there and got some cupcakes.
Well, I know she's got a whole list of places that she wants to go, so you guys are going to be busy the month of October visiting different places, and we'll be having her on as time permits to do these interviews and to give a chance for the restaurants there, since that is a tourist area where you live, to people to know things about different restaurants in the Winter Park, Orlando area. And then also tomorrow we have Jane, I'm going to mess up her name, but not, well, I'm going to say it wrong, Bonacci Evans. She's coming on to talk. She's been on before. She's the heritage cook. She's going to be coming on talking about gluten-free recipes and food, and that's a big deal now. A lot of people are eating gluten-free products, and she's come up with a bunch of recipes that make it so it tastes good, and she's got a lot of ideas on how to make some great stuff that are gluten-free. And we got Jimmy Charles, which we mentioned earlier, and since we're talking about him, let's play another one of his songs, and then we'll come back and after a song and close out the show. Let's see. He's got a song here. It's called Mama Left the Radio On, and that's convenient for us since we're on the radio.
There you go. Perfect.
There you go. So we're going to play Jimmy Charles, Mama left the radio on. He'll be our guest tomorrow, and then we'll, after the song, we'll be back to close out the show, and everybody hang tight, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Mama worked at the Cracker Barrel, waiting tables. I knew which bus to ride, and I had my own key. She'd walk in just in time, check my homework papers. 10 o'clock we'd say our prayers, she tucked me into sleep. That station out in Knoxville kept me company all night long. She knew that I'd wake up if she tried to turn it on. Mama left the radio on, playing softly. Mama left the radio on, talking to me. So I wouldn't be alone. Mama left the radio on. She worked on Friday night, had to have the money. As bad as she wanted to, she couldn't go to my games. She had a transistor radio she kept in her apron. Knew every ball I dropped and every touchdown that I made. When you're 17, the most important thing is hanging with your friends. I'd come home late and she'd be asleep by the time that I got in. Mama left the radio on, playing softly. Mama left the radio on, talking to me. So I wouldn't be alone. Mama left the radio on. Mama left the radio on. It wasn't Christmas that brought me home to see her this time. Got the call, jumped in the car, dreading that drive. Drove to the house, walked through the door, I broke right down and cried. Mama left the radio on, playing softly. Mama left the radio on, talking to me. So I wouldn't be alone. Mama left the radio on. Mama left the radio on. Let it play, let it play, let it play.
And that was Jimmy Charles and Mama Left the Radio On. He'll be our guest tomorrow. And that last section of the song kind of sneaks up on you. And I was getting ready to talk, and then I realized there's one little piece left. But he's a great singer and got some really neat songs. I think you'll like. He's got some really cool stuff. So anyway, he'll be on tomorrow. And Crispy, do you have anything planned for this evening on a Friday night in Orlando, Florida at 10:30?
No, not really. Just practicing my auctioneer chant stuff, which I'm sure my neighbors are like, what's going on over there? Although I did find a really quick, interesting story if we have time.
Sure, we got 5 minutes. Fire away.
Oh, okay. There's something over in Tokyo, Japan called the Meta Cookie. It's a virtual cookie. Apparently, you put on a ridiculously unwielded virtual reality helmet that's outfitted with a camera. There's a few tubes that will blow the whiff of cocoa beans into the helmet, and you're actually going to be eating a tasteless cookie.
Really?
It's called the Meta Cookie. Yeah.
So you're eating basically something that has no taste, but they're faking you out by the smell?
Right, by smell. Yes. Yes.
That's kind of scary if you think about it.
Yes. At first I was, it says like Meta Cookie, virtual cookie. I'm like, all right, what is this? I'm like, what are you going to do, put on a helmet, pretend you're eating a cookie? You know, but apparently they fill these tubes with scented air and, you know, the whiff of cocoa beans, and you eat a tasteless cookie. But I would think that with your taste buds aren't really going to get that fooled.
I wouldn't think so. And I was going to say something. I know of some other things you can fill with air after you eat, you know, a whiff of air, but I don't think we'll probably want to go there. But yeah, I don't think.
Right. The hookah cookie.
Anyway, that's interesting. What, and it's called what again?
The Meta Cookie. Meta Cookie.
Wow.
Yeah,
Well, here's what I'm thinking. Like, if you had kids that didn't like certain types of food, I wonder if you could fake them out. Like, here, have this broccoli, and it tastes like a chocolate chip cookie.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be a little weird, but it would be good, though. If I could put chocolate syrup on broccoli, I would eat it. But I like broccoli and cheese anyway, so I'll eat broccoli.
So do I. And speaking of that air and that whiff, that
Yeah. Yeah, speaking of broccoli, I have a tiny apartment. I don't eat a lot of broccoli.
And before we sign off, I think we need to play our superhero music one last time for Super Grill and
Captain Crispy.
We appreciate you tonight. Sorry that we didn't have our superhero, but you got us. We are self-believer superheroes on the radio. So thank you for tuning in to the show. Tune in tomorrow at 8:30 in the morning, and that's West Coast time, 11:30 East Coast time, for another fun-packed show of Booty Madness with Bad Boys. Crispy, are you putting your tape on?
That's right, Foodie Madness tomorrow with Emily Ellen and our musical guest and another chalk show full of awesomeness.
Well, I'm putting my cape on and I'm going to go fly around, I guess, San Diego tonight. And everybody come back tomorrow and join us for all the fun, and we will see you then. I got to pick the song to play. I feel like, how about Moonshine Bandit?
There we go. Let's play some Moonshine Bandit. Get everyone liquored up.
Yeah, there you go. We got the Moonshine Bandits, and everybody tune in tomorrow. Same place, well, not same time, but at 8:30 tomorrow morning, and check us out, and we will see you then. This is Moonshine Bandits, Whiskey in My Soul. Good night.
Who would have thought this music thing was going to go this far? I never asked for this. I never asked for this fast living. The women, the whiskey, craziness. There's whiskey in my soul. Hey, Bernie, let's go.
I've been drifting down that open highway. Finger in the air because I do things my way. The next town's where I call home.
Yeah.
I throw a shot glass down in a light of a smoke. Always raise a little hell. Do what I'm told. I was born with that whiskey in my soul.
Dirt with my bottle and my glass, with a marble headstone saying I was a badass. Born on a bar stool, still living fast. Some whiskey in my soul on the day that I passed. Kiss my kids goodbye, tell them daddy was a rebel. Living life on the road with his foot on the pedal. Now it's backstage room,
is where the devil likes to pray. With his coke on the counter and a blowing long legs. And my great grandfather was a California bootlegger. Now I sell my own booze, I guess I'm a booze maker. Life's been a dice game, go ahead and call it. Felons on my payroll with a couple alcoholics. Put me in the dirt with my jack in my glass. With the marble headstone saying I was a badass. Born on a bar stool, man, I live fast. And those that didn't like me to kiss my
I've been drifting down that open highway. Finger in the air, cause I do things my way.
Come on.
The next town's where I call home.
Come on.
I throw a shine glass down and a light of a smoke. Always raise a little hell, never do what I'm told. I was born with that whiskey in my soul. I'm a highwayman on a midnight run. Granddaddy always said to never trust no one. And I've had my ups and I've had my downs, and the sheriff wants me out of my hometown. I was born with that whiskey in my soul.
Get it, boy.
Well, it all started back when I was young, because pops had liquor and pops had none. Born bred outlaw, second to none. The toughest of some in the trailer park or slums. Broke as hell, taking money from bums. Just get out on the street and push, wait for fun. Gotta make rent, get her done. One tough little badass, scared of no one. Born in the Greenville with the cattle and braids. Getting tore up drunk in the old corn maze. Lost in my brain, off the hash for days. Stuck in the pen, making Pruno in a cage. On the back of the tailgate, peak shooter mount plate. Busting off shotgun shots in the sun bay. Raising up my daughter, hope I'm doing this the right way. With whiskey in my soul on this lonely highway.
I've been drifting down that open highway. Finger in the air, cause I do things my way. The next town's where I call home. I throw a shot glass down and a light of a smoke. Always raise a little hell, never do what I'm told. I was born with that whiskey in my soul. I've been drifting down that open highway. Finger in the air, cause I do things my way. The next town's where I call home. I throw a shot glass down.